Will Elon buy the perfect poor? Find out tonight on The Perfect Poor.
Welcome to The Perfect Poor! A show for beer geeks that like the beer and like hanging out. Things that like things.
Nerds.
Like nerds that just like talk about the beer, their beers, man.
Yeah, beers, man.
I'm Mikey.
I'm Nick.
We're going to be hanging out with you, doing all that beer stuff. And the listeners are going to call us and talk about their beer stuff. And that's the stuff. Some culture.
Some of those beers.
Beers. Before the show, we were tailgating. We tailgate our podcast episodes. It's like a football game. Like we treat our podcast episodes like a football game.
Yeah.
Tailgate for them. And during that, I had a Hen House Brewing Company. And how Santa Rosa's other brewery, they have more than one, but I mean, you know what I'm talking about. This one's Stoked!
The
Single Hop Pale Ale series. This is the Mosaic one, because, I mean, Citra's the only one that's going to challenge that when you're talking about Single Hop series. There still hasn't been... Like, of all the hop variants that have gone on over the past 10 years, all these, the cryo and all this stuff.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, maybe I'm old school. Call me old school, but still, nobody has surpassed Mosaic. Like, nobody, like, still, like, everyone's just chasing Mosaic. Since Mosaic came out, as far as we're talking about an IPA hop for me. I mean, Citra's right there.
Mm-hmm.
But I mean, is that all the this?
You think Mosaic technology will be king forever?
Maybe
from here on out, we will not invent anything better than Mosaic.
When you're talking about pails and IPAs. You got to have a fresh Mosaic. I mean, I guess that's the only drawback of a Mosaic. I mean, all hops are best when they're the freshest, but I think Mosaic is probably typifies that. Like, Mosaic will fall off. Bless you.
Oh, man. It is that season.
So it's not a long-lasting hop, I guess. I would guess Centennial might be like a level longer marathon hop, as opposed to Mosaic is a 100 meter dash hop.
Okay.
And yeah.
Yeah, sprinter. Mosaic's a sprinter, not a distance runner.
Nope. Centennial make it all the way around the track. Mosaic, you just gotta one and done.
Do you think, or have you experienced, the hops have been put into beer for travel on ships story since they've been putting dates on cans?
No, I've not heard that. Like, that's just the longest running joke in craft beer Twitter, craft beerdom of the old IPA story. But I haven't like actually heard it in the wild. Like somebody
haven't heard it.
They put hop. They call it. You know why they call it IPA, right?
Oh, is that an IPA you got there?
I've not heard someone throw out that for a long time.
I think we've proven hops do not last.
Actually, if those would have been Mosaic hops, that ship, those people in India would have been pissed off how shitty that beer was, because it would have dropped them and then like, oh, this dropped off.
dropped off.
You got to top this better. You can't use mosaic hops to travel on a ship all the way around the freaking world. You got to use Centennial, bro. You're going to do that. Shelf life. It's called shelf life.
we need stability hops. Mm-hmm. Old reliable hops.
Old reliable Crystal Maltins. Centennial.
Centennial. You want to put that on a boat? You better put Centennial in it.
Yeah.
I love gold.
Now I'm opening a new beer because I drank all that. Stoked.
Mm-hmm.
This is from Anna at Orange County Brewer, the brewery.
The brewery? What are you doing with a brewery beer?
Well, it's the offshoot. They're offshoot.
Oh, okay. All right. Offshoot
beer company. Escape.
That sounds.
IPA. Can be found at most Whole Foods in California.
Escape room? What?
No, escape. Just the, you know, their classic escape.
Escape. I think it's escape.
Escape? It's escape. It's a pronounced escape. It's got the octopus and the guy in the tube chilling in the ocean. There's an octopus about to kill him.
Yeah. The biggest. Yeah. You think sharks are the threat of the ocean?
Yeah.
Giant octopi are the true.
Don't worry about those killer. Octopus, dude. What do you got going on there, Nick?
Well, there will be a theme tonight. My tailgate and my current beer are Do You Even Mosaic, Bro? From
we did not
New that. Glory. I agree with your sentiment. Although Nelson is a nice treat every once in a while.
Nelson too. That's the one.
Citra pleases my palate. I don't know what other hops I enjoy though as much as those two, but Mosaic does seem to be a added to cart, as they say, mm-hmm. every time I see it.
As long as it's fresh.
Hopefully it's fresh, like, but it is fresh, it has what I'm looking for. Let's put it that way.
Like at 3 months, like usually you want to be in that 3 month window for IPAs, but mm-hmm. I think Mosaic. One drawback. I think 3 months is actually you're done. Like that's done.
Yeah, this is at two right now. This is packaged February 14th.
All right, you're all right.
Yeah, I checked the date. I still bought it. Not that there wasn't fresher stuff on the shelf. This just seemed right for the evening. Oh. I mean morning. The morning.
This Friday morning here.
Yeah.
NFL draft last night, Nick? You enjoy watching the NFL draft?
I was shocked. I know your house. I was shocked about the Raiders, but pleased with the...
your house shuts down for the NFL draft.
You're just that's right.
Honey, don't bother me. College... the NFL is picking college kids to play the footballs, so I'm pretty into this.
They're going to ruin another foosball. Bunch of lives. Here we go. The foosball.
Did some cordials to it.
She showed me her boobies and I liked it.
She showed me her boobies and I liked it. Oh, all right. So we're settled in. You know what we're drinking?
Yeah.
The most important thing. And let's
the Bears.
Let's pick from Nick.
Oh damn, again.
Nick is the only one I see.
Every time. I need to get the dog in here. You can pick the dog. I think she has more interesting things to say.
Not producing enough. Terrible, terrible mat replacement. Unless she's industry.
Licking her crotch all night and trying to eat things. Well, From what I can tell, a slow week in news. So you get more best of lists.
Ooh, list posts.
Yep, list posts.
Nine reasons Mosaic is the best hop ever.
Mosaic hop? Can we open a Twitter poll? Are we still on Twitter? What's our stance on this situation?
We're wait and see.
We're wait and see.
The perfect pour is an independent, middle of the road
show. We like the middle.
Non-political, middle of the road show.
Mm-hmm. So do a Twitter poll. Best hop.
Mosaic.
Fresh mosaic. 1 month old mosaic. Two month old mosaic. Is there a double mosaic?
Double mosaic. Well, there's cryo mosaic. Isn't that supposed to be like freaking?
Oh, like you think that's
like intensified?
Like that's going from weed to coke. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah. Like, fuck, yeah. This shit hits. Well, yeah, man.
Top 10 craft. Top 10 biggest breweries in California.
Oh, boy. This mm-hmm. is craft breweries or just breweries?
So that this is. This list gives me the heavy sighs. It's like, really?
Why
are we doing this?
Who did it?
Hmm?
Who did it? What's up?
Oh, who did the list? Brewers Association.
Oh, okay. Well, then.
So it's by their rules. It's crap, no more than 25% owned by a non-brewery
big beer
investor. Right. And under 6 million barrels per year. Hmm. So. At this point, the list is here. The list is what it is. But my question is, will a new brewery after 2020 ever move any of these guys off the top 10? Oh. Will we have another Sierra Nevada in our lifetime? Will this
list ever move?
Yeah. At this point, I don't see this list ever moving.
Give me the bottom. Start at the bottom.
North Coast is number 10.
Okay.
Which I'm pleased and shocked at the same time.
Well, yeah.
That means my old raspy is not going anywhere anytime soon.
All right. Yeah, that's good that they're in there. They made it, though.
They made it.
Just being that the quiet North Coast, just like Northern California. Is the quietest of the Californias.
Yeah. North Coast goes along like, with leave that. Us alone, Southern yeah. California. We don't like want your
Northern
drama.
Northern California. Like north we of don't. Sacramento, north of...
it doesn't exist. Ask, Bay Area. Does anybody outside of California know Northern California exists?
You just don't hear anyone do anything up there. Don't hear anyone talk about it up there. But there's like a gigantic amount of space.
Yeah, and some of the most beautiful countryside you've ever seen.
Just
there's like a whole village of railroad cars that you could stay in.
Oh, I stayed in there.
We did yeah. That. Isn't that such a cool place? Like nobody knows there? About it. Is it near Redding? Or
kind of, yeah. It's Shasta. It's outside
of Shasta.
Shasta.
Okay. But I mean, you know, Humboldt and... Yeah,
you stay in rail cars. Cool. It's better than you think.
Eureka. Just cool shit. Northern California, nobody cares. It's like, just call it Oregon. Let's just call it Oregon at this point. Number 9, Modern Times.
All right. But that could be, they could go away here.
They could go away. Yeah, so I wonder who number 11 is. They could get bumped.
Yeah.
They could get a bump. In the top 10,
but they could.
8 is 21st Amendment, which
San Francisco
by 21st Amendment. Our distribution standards, I would not have guessed. I haven't seen 21st Amendment in a long time.
No, they're still, they're in the, they just have those, they're in the grocery stores. They just have, you know, they're not doing anything interesting. At least, I mean, I'm sure they are.
Nothing groundbreaking. Like they still have.
It's just still the, all their classic,
yeah,
you know, six packs.
I said, fuck innovation, just make the core beers and call it good.
They're just like, for us getting here in Fresno, we're just getting their core beers. But yeah. I don't know what they're doing up there. They hang out.
Seven is lost. Though. Oh, sorry.
Sorry, go ahead.
Oh, no. What were you saying?
Nothing. I said, like, the guy that owns 21st Amendment hangs out on the session on the Brewing Network. So.
Oh, okay. He's got street cred. That's how they keep going.
They're just down the street from Giants. The Giants play the baseball.
Yeah.
They've got a they got a restaurant with their tap room.
Oh.
I ate there once. It's good.
Speaking of restaurants, Gordon Biersch is number 5.
Oh! They could. Okay. I Gordon Biersch always confuses me. I don't know. Yeah. Like, I don't know what they are. I mean, I know what they are, but I mean, I'm just like, is this craft beer? What? I don't know what's happening here. It's like going into a TGI Fridays and being like, is this an independent restaurant? I don't know what this is. Like, who
would you like? Would you like some chicken wings with 12 different sauces?
Yeah.
Yes, please.
I remember Gordon Biersch as being like, I remember going into the downtown Tempe, Gordon Biersch, and being like, oh, yeah, this is great. Like, and having one of their, God, what's that? It's not a paler IPA, but like their signature was like their, I forget what it was now. Damn it.
It was a, yeah, Red Label maybe.
No. Yeah, because sometimes you get confused with Carl Strauss. The Gordon Biersch and Carl Strauss are too close. a name in my head that sometimes they'll mix up a little bit.
Authentic German lagers.
Yeah, it was like a German lager of some sort. Is there like their flagship that was good? That I would not think was good now.
The beer styles.
Who else is on there?
No,
but before we get off Gordon Biersch, like, how there's like a restaurant in the Bay Area, right? And then maybe in LA?
In San Francisco, there's one, yeah.
So, like, how, and they're not in it, are they in stores? Can you buy Gordon Biersch in a store?
Like you used to be able to. Like, I remember Albertsons having Gordon beer. Oh,
okay. How are they that high up? Like, how are they selling that much beer?
How?
How are you doing this?
Full like, pressure, unfiltered Pilsner.
That wasn't it.
Doesn't make sense.
I never heard that one. I'm going to go into Gordon Biersch and be like, What are you guys doing? What's happening here? You guys inflating your numbers just to look good for the Brewers Association. That's what's happening here. You just want
to founded in 1988.
Wow. They saw it. They knew what they're doing. They saw it coming.
They said this Ken Grossman guy's got a good idea. Our beer. Tell me about your beer. Why do you make me go through 12 different
clicks
to get to your... Oh, the Martzen.
Yeah.
That was their Martzen.
Right. Where now I'd be like, I'm not trying their Martzen.
What's a Martzen?
Martzen. But then I was just like, yeah, this is probably the best beer I've had in my life.
Yeah, it's probably the best. So they included Kings and Convicts version of Ballast Point.
All right.
Okay. But they did not include Green Flash, comma, Alpine.
Ooh.
Because they're owned by Sweetwater.
Yeah.
So Kings and Convicts out of Indiana is or Illinois is okay.
Yeah.
But Green Flash Alpine is not okay because of Sweetwater. Is Sweetwater not solely beer?
Sweetwater is owned by AB InBev, aren't they?
Oh, is that why?
I think okay. So, or one of them. Sweetwater is by...
So
by
Sweetwater is therefore owned by a bigger company.
Yeah. Bigger fish. There's always a bigger fish.
There's always a bigger fish. Stone is number 4.
All right.
So here's another combo. Gambrinus Company owns Trumer Pills, but also owns another brewery. So they're number 3.
Okay.
Trumer Pills, wow. or the Trumer Brewing Company, who makes Trumer Pills, as we would recognize the brand.
Yeah. That's the only thing I recognize. And I never see that ever drink. That's just one of those beers I just don't ever see. It's always there, but I just don't ever see anyone buying it or drinking it.
Yeah. You don't know who's bought it, but somehow it's at this party and you need a beer.
Yeah. What's going on here? Where
did this come from?
Like that old Rogue Brewing Company beer, the Dead Guy Ale.
Yeah.
The Dead Guy Ale. It's still there. It's still everywhere. Dead Guy Ale.
Right.
Just sits there. I'm like, who's buying Dead Guy Ale? I'm just going to hang out, get a little seat, little lawn chair, hang out by the beer aisle, just see, like, I want to see if anyone picks up a Dead Guy Ale. And then if someone does, I'm going to talk to that guy.
Did you know why they put hops in IPA?
You heard that IPA story, bro? No, I'm just trying to get my Dead Guy Ale. I don't give a shit about hops. Okay, you're right. Sorry, bro.
The guy buying Dead Guy Ale is not interested in your hop story.
Oh, got that Dead Guy Ale, huh? Huh? Yep, yeah. You know about hops? Hop story? Sorry, no. IPAs?
What?
You know that story?
Like, you should have hops in your pocket of your apron.
Oh, look at you.
Because, and then you just start munching on them like they're like sunflower seeds. Mm. Just like start munching on hops. They're like, oh, you know about hops?
Nothing like a good hop, huh? Well, you know what happened there, right? The IPAs, you know what that happened? Know what that's about? I know.
You say I know and then walk away.
Yeah,
like you don't bother to explain the story.
I was like, oh, I kind of wanted to hear some little history, didn't I? Nah. Not tonight, buddy. Bad. Go look up your own damn self.
Yeah. Number 2 is your favorite, Duvel Mootgat.
Oh,
AKA
boy.
Firestone Walker.
Oh, they got in there, huh?
They got in there.
I was wondering. I was like, are they going to allow Firestone in there? But they're there.
Yeah. That's apparently, if you're brewery owned, you're okay.
Yeah.
Or if you're under 25% owned by a non-brewery, beer producing company.
Yeah. Yeah, I think I knew that the BA still consider Stone craft, even though if you're like, they're not indie beer, but they're still craft beer.
Yeah. Thanks to Sam Adams' 6 million barrel limit.
Hey, maybe, you know, everyone gives shit about Sam Adams, you know, making the BA sort of expand their thought rate. Maybe the BA had it wrong in the first place and had it too small. You know, maybe Sam Adams like corrected them. Like, hey, that's too small. Nobody talks about that. Nobody defends Sam Adams for that. Like, maybe, hey.
Yeah. Sam Adams is keeping Sierra Nevada in the list. I mean,
Well,
they would have they would have breached long ago.
True. Oh, you're See, good point. Like if it wasn't for Boston Beer Company pushing the or moving the yardstick, then Sierra Nevada would have had a hard time too. Or Sierra Nevada would have been the one going like, "Hey,
we should really lift that, just
like push that barrel thing up a little bit." So, yeah.
Anyways, yeah, my take on this is: will there ever be another California craft brewery to break the top 10 that started after 2020?
Yeah, I don't know. Like you said, if Modern Times falls off, then I wonder who could be. I wonder where Tioga Sequoia is on that. If they just expanded the list to say the top 50 or something, I wonder where Tioga. Because they get it all over Central California.
Yeah. I don't know. You think in top 50?
Well, they definitely got to be in the top 50. But I'm just wondering.
You think so?
It must be like a San Diego brewer. It would be like anybody getting in that top 10, I'm saying probably a San Diego brewer. Maybe a Sacramento brewer. Like, I could see New Glory. I could see New Glory getting in that top 10.
Okay.
Trying to think
of... Yeah, Carl Strauss hasn't made the list yet.
Oh, okay. Yeah. If Carl Strauss isn't making that top 10, then Tioga has zero chance. Like, that's got to be it. Carl Strauss has got to be the replacement for
their number.
In fact, like, how is Modern Times selling more than Carl Strauss? This is starting to sound fishy, Nick.
Somebody needs to
open up an investigation on this Brewers Association. How they put their list together.
Carl Strauss isn't even in the top 50 nationwide.
Nationwide. Okay. But still, I would think they would make
it. Yeah, no, I haven't found a California exclusive top 50. Mm. But the top 50 nationwide. I'm shocked they're not anywhere on the list.
But I think they're real, like, they're real focused in California. So, like, it makes us feel like, oh, Carl Strauss is everywhere.
Oh, yeah.
And then, you know, you leave California and then you're like at 7-Eleven going like, where's your Carl Strauss, bro? They're like,
I need some red trolley in my life.
Dude, this is Utah. I don't know what you're saying to me right now. I'm like, sorry, bro.
I've never met Carl, and he hasn't been here in the last week. Yeah. So
there's nobody that by that name comes in here for Slurpees, sir.
Or rolled food.
Any rolled food. Hey, nice roller. How much you pay for that?
Oh, is that the 3100?
Ooh, that's a good one. Yeah, I had one of those. That's a good one. You guys in Utah know how to get your rollers.
Full stainless rollers.
Ooh. I mean, if we were still doing it in studio, we would have bought a roller right now.
You think so?
Only thing holding back is just because we're not all here in the studio.
And now I'm feeling guilty.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I could have a roller in here. Rolling food.
I could. Keeping it hot. Sounds great now.
Fresh. Keeping it super fresh, super hot.
Oh, my God. Individually rolled tater tots. Yeah. Can you imagine?
Oh, I had tater tots.
One tot at a time.
Sonic. Yeah. Oh my God. Just rolling.
Artisan tater tots. Just rolling there.
I'm sitting there all day.
All day. All day.
This is they're
starting to sweat.
Perfectly sane food to eat.
Yeah, taquitos.
I'll take one hot dog.
One hot dog. A taquito. Egg rolls. Oh, my God. We could roll egg rolls.
Yeah, I'm not the end of egg rolls. I put lettuce in there.
Make me hungry.
I don't like hot food with lettuce.
Really?
Here's some hot food and lettuce.
And hot lettuce.
Yeah. That's just, whoever started doing that, just, why? Why did you do that?
Oh, man.
Why did you do that?
What was the McDonald's one where the hot side was hot and the cold side was cold?
Mm-hmm. Jason Alexander did the commercial. Famous commercial. That was stuff, man.
Where are styrofoam containers these days?
They're still around. They did not deteriorate. They're all still
here. The McDLT? Is that what it is? McDLT?
Yeah, that sounds right. God
dang. So hot side's hot and the cold side's cold.
Yep. Just like this podcast. Was there any other things, Nick?
I think I need to redo the show opener.
Oh, well, remember for next week.
All right, we'll save it for next week. Anything else? Why, yes. Well, are you interested at all at Midwest breweries?
I very much am.
Where would you like to go in the Midwest?
This is where my people are from.
My people.
My mother is a Jayhawk and my dad's an Okie, so.
Oh, boy. Well, in Oklahoma City, you can get Stone Cloud Brewing Company.
Nice.
Where's the Jayhawks from? I have no idea.
Kansas.
Kansas. St. Louis is probably Missouri.
Yeah, that's way deep in Missouri.
Wichita, Kansas has Norton's Brewing Company.
Kansas City, Kansas. Wichita, nice.
Wichita. So there is if you go to Vine Pair, there is an article saying the most underrated Midwest breweries according to the brewers.
Ooh.
And these are all from Chicago, Kansas, Oklahoma, Michigan, Illinois, Tulsa, Oklahoma, American Solera Brewing Company. Are you in Wooster, Ohio?
I used to fly into Tulsa in my Midwestern visits.
What's Tulsa like?
It is
Fresno.
Yeah. Yep. It's like Fresno it's like Fresno, and then take away the proximity to the ocean and the proximity to the mountains.
Mm.
And just take that all away and just like
that would be amazing. That's what Fresno's missing.
Yeah,
we have too much access.
Yeah, it's Tulsa is Fresno without the surrounding attractions.
Let's see. Minneapolis has Modest Brewing.
Modest priced ice IPA.
St. Louis has Civil Life Brewing Company. I'm not sure if these guys just don't distribute or if these are destination spots, but I haven't heard of any of these, unfortunately. So it's kind of nice to see there is things happening outside of California.
What?
I know. It's weird. But there is a list of breweries. If you are going to vacation this summer in the Midwest, please find this list and use it appropriately.
Yeah, appropriately. Don't misuse it.
Don't do that. And the news everybody's probably already read, but is probably as excited as we are to hear it. Society Brewing opens its first satellite venue in San Diego proper.
What?
Downtown. What?
Okay.
What part of this are you wanting? I'm not sure.
I'm just like, don't you know that's like not the trend anymore is to open up more things?
Well, they've waited 10 long years patiently.
All right. By the way, Core 4 in Oklahoma City should have made that Midwest.
Oh, good list. Call. Why are they not on the list?
Yeah, why isn't Core 4 in there? Yeah, well, good for society, downtown San Diego.
Yeah, I mean, isn't that the dream? Like, you open up, you want to open up in the hot spot, and then you realize, oh, I can't afford that right now. So you go to the outskirts, and it's probably a warehouse district. Mm-hmm.
I just worry about
prove yourself.
Anybody expanding? I'm just like, no.
Don't do it. Don't ever expand. Don't do it.
Although I don't know what's happening. I thought we'd been done by now, but we lost our connection to Tioga Sequoia. But they're gonna open up a place in Merced.
Yeah, think it's still going.
Well, I assume so.
Future episode of Flowing with Famous, Fresno businesses that have never expanded.
like almost all of them?
Like almost all of them.
Top 10 best businesses. Fresno businesses that never
best expanded. Businesses that have never expanded.
Or 11. You're supposed to, for some reason, the SEO likes odd numbers better than.
Oh, interesting. Oh, titles. Yeah, it's attention getting. 11? Mm-hmm. All right, I'll click on that. Is that why they did 15 in this most underrated Midwest breweries?
There you go. Instead of 14.
Oh, yeah. But 15 is a logical denomination, but it's odd.
Yeah.
That like 25 would be the next.
Right.
Top 5.
17.
Top 5. Top 5 is the ultimate list.
Top 5.
Top 5.
It's a Wolfman Jack. Here's your top 5 California IPAs.
All right. Top 5 perfect pour episodes coming to you next week.
Move. Somebody do that, please.
As judged by you, the audience. Should they do chronological or autobiographical?
Color-coded.
Color-coded. By hop feature. Uh-huh. Our favorite Mosaic episode is...
Well,
and then we could do the machete version.
Yeah. Machete order. Listen in the machete order. That's the best order. Listen in the Scotty B order.
Oh, what's the Scotty B order? I didn't even know that one.
I'll tell you what it is, Chief.
It's what it is. It's how much
episodes
I episodes to smoke meat to.
Scotty B order.
The most smoke-worthy episodes.
Yes. Anything else, Nick?
I'm sure there's lots going on in the world. I know. I don't know, but I'm guessing you have a looking out for coming up. So let's get to that.
Oh, I got those. I got some looking out for and other things, and other things beside that things and other things. Oh, yeah. Well, let's start with my looking out fors. Beechwood Brewing Company. Hop Jitsu.
Okay, they have a chance of making the top 10.
Yeah, they could. I feel like they don't sell enough, though. This is the West Coast IPA with Amarillo and Citra. Two row. I just haven't had enough Beechwood lately, so looking out for that. This one's the special one for us grocery store beer buyers. Sierra Nevada's Hoptimum. It's Hoptimum season. Coming out with the Hoptimum triple IPA. And it's got a cool kind of steampunk guy with a hop head. It looks a little up. The Hoptimum guy is updated to be steampunk now. But
the
best thing about
trends coming back, huh?
These bigger Sierra Nevada beers is that usually the grocery store doesn't really adjust the price so much for the alcohol.
Yes,
and just sells it like it's a regular IPA, and you're like,
this is $3, right?
Yeah. You're just like, you're basically paying that same IPA price for a triple. And you go through the register, you're like, oh man, they're going to stop me? Like, what's going to happen here? And they just scan it and it works. And or best yet, you get an item that's not in the system yet. And you know, you get where it's not scanning. And then the cashier ask you like, how much was this? And you gotta tell them confident. As a former grocery store worker, you don't want to bother, like, you're a checker, you don't care whether your price is wrong. I just want to hear back something sounding something sounding right. So if it doesn't scan and you're like, how much was that, if you're just like, oh, that was $4.99, you're like, oh yeah, that sounds right, and then put it in. You won't question it, and then you'll go. You're supposed to go back and like get that prop, you know, correct and get it in the system, or tell the person to get it in the system. But you're not gonna question a person if they.
Right.
So just like have that ready in case it doesn't scan. Just be like, how much is this Hoptimum? Oh, it's eight. No, wait, you've already screwed up if you're stammering like that. You're just gonna be like, oh, it's $8.99. Like,
right. Okay. You gotta have a 99 price in mind.
No, yeah.
$7.99.
You can't just say like $7.50, then you're like,
no,
nothing $7.50, idiot.
What are you buying? Pomegranates? Yeah. Idiot.
So just remember, pro tip for a grocery store. Just say it with confidence when the cashier asks you, like, how much was this? Because they're not going to, like, if it was, like, super wrong, they're not going to be like, you fucking asshole. You lied to me. I'm not going to kick you out of the grocery store. Do whatever the hell you want. Also, looking out for Portland's Level Brewing Company. Who's scruffy looking? Who's scruffy looking? He's the IPA. Is a Star Wars Han Solo reference. And they've got the can art and the glasses to go with it. Corey on the forum pointed this out. It's got a Millennium Falcon. Looks great. I want it. Another Star Wars related, looking out for Burgeon Beer Company. San Diego's Burgeon Beer Company. Stratooine. Obviously a Strata beer, a hazy IPA, but it's got this Lars Homestead Tatooine Vista on the label, so it looks really cool. Everybody's starting to ramp up their Star Wars beers because Obi-Wan Kenobi comes out at the end of May. Start to see that Kenobi series pop up on Disney Plus. It's going to be amazing. Hello there. We've got a new Apple podcast review.
Nice. What do you
think about that?
I like, well, I don't know. I think I like it, but I would wait to make that opinion.
If you could help us out and just go into Apple Podcasts and subscribe and listen on through there, that'd be cool if you did that and leave us a review. Like our new review from Randy, aka NMRER. This is his title is long overdue. Still 5 stars with Bearded Brewers hiatus. Yep. Entertaining, quirky, and the perfect way to prep for a trip to Fresno if you're into that.
Oh. Yeah.
Where else can you learn about the best tap rooms, pizza buffets, and beer drinking snacks, plus all the other tangents? And it's always fun to find a beer from California, which has been featured on the show. Oddly difficult in New York. Great listener community and perks for the Golden Gods make this a must listen show every week. 5 stars. See that? Good job, Randy.
Wow. 5 stars to you, sir.
5 stars to Randy. There was also another thing I wanted to play because we lagered, like, we always talk about how lagers and industry people are just head over heels about lagers. But we used to talk about how lagers, like, oh, they don't make the lagers as much because of the tank time. The lagers take up the tank time. And maybe that's not the case. Not the case. Let's let Beer Cruncher. This is Beer Cruncher. That's not why I wanted to play. Shh, never mind.
Interesting.
Don't listen to that. Beer aficionado on, and he's got two names. This is Doug at Helix at Revolution Brewing Company in Chicago. But he's made a name for himself on beer Twitter and on beer Instagram as beer aficionado.
All right, I got to give you one of my number one pet peeves that I'm seeing way too much lately in the comments of my posts and other people's posts. And that's this misconception that the reason craft breweries are making so many IPAs and ales in general instead of lagers is because of tank time, because they take a couple extra weeks to make. And let me tell you something, that ain't the problem. Mm-hmm. I don't know a craft brewery out there that wouldn't gladly deal with that tank time if there was a product that they thought they could sell a ton of. The problem is the market for craft lagers, which are pricey, you know, these are often 4-pack 16-ounce cans, ideally 12-ounce cans, but they're going to be like $11-$12 for a 4-pack or 6-pack. The amount of people that want to pay that much for a lager is small. It's growing. It's actually really exciting right now because it's getting bigger and bigger, but it's still very small. But the thing holding us back is not tank time. All right, I got to give you one of my number one pet. All right,
don't blame tank time for people not making lagers. It's just there's not a huge group of beer drinkers, craft beer drinkers that want to pay as much for a lager as they're paying for an IPA or a pale. It costs that brewer similar monies to make the lager as it does the IPA, so they got to price it like that, and then the regular beer guy is just like, I'm not going to buy spend that much on a lager.
You think that's because of the light lager conglomerates?
The whole light lager conglomerate?
They're like, when Bud Light is $4 for a 30 pack, and then you see a real lager for $22.
Right. Yeah, that's a good point. Yeah, you're like, all the big beer lagers are cheap as fuck. Then the craft beer guy lager comes in like, may you pay $14 for this 6-pack of lager? You're like, fuck you!
It's lager. It should be cheap as fuck.
Son of a bitch.
Overpriced lager. Lager hogs.
You lager hog. Hey, I heard Untap was down a little bit this week. Maybe choose.
Oh, I noticed that because I untap often.
You're always on there. You're like, crap, it's down. Speaking of rolled meats, there's a guy that went viral this week at a baseball game. He had a hot dog with the bun. It didn't have any condiments on it. And he had a glass of beer, like a plastic cup of beer, and his hot dog. And he was dipping his hot dog in the beer and eating the hot dog. Okay. Is this
like it's a sauce? Like,
yeah, kinda. like, how do you feel about this? Are you, is this disgusting to you? Is this like, oh, this guy's on something? Like, is this okay? There's a lot of debate on like whether this was okay or not for this gentleman to be doing, dipping his hot dog in his beer.
Wait, just the hot dog or hot dog and bun?
Hot dog and bun.
Okay, now I have
and it was plain. It wasn't like
soggy bun.
Yeah, it wasn't a bunch of condiments or anything. It was just plain bun, plain dog.
I mean, it's a two birds situation. Like, you're getting the lager flavor and the hot dog flavor at the same time.
Get that lager flavor.
But I think I'd rather have a not soggy bun.
But like the professional eaters, they'll dip their that stuff in water to make it easier to eat.
No, is he in? He's in a competition situation.
No, he's just hanging out watching a baseball.
This is casual.
Dipping his.
You got the time to do both separately, sir. Keep them. Let's keep them as they are.
Yeah.
Unless your hot dog comes in a cup.
I wonder what kind of flavor are you getting from that beer after you've dipped your hot dog in it a few times. Like, how's that beer?
Yeah. Got some hot dog water.
Yeah.
Yeah. Beer brats are, that's not how you do beer brats, bro.
That's not.
I'm against it. I am against.
I'm against it.
Against it.
All right. That's enough.
Yep. Cool. It doesn't gross me out. It just doesn't make sense to me.
You're like, why?
Why?
Yeah, I'd be like, I'm the same. I'm not like, oh, that's disgusting. I'm just, I mean, I'm kind of curious. I do want to try it once now. But also, I'm like, I'm sure it's not gonna, I can already tell it's not gonna be
good. We're gonna see you on the Jumbotron of an A's game, aren't we? Dipping your hot dog into a beer.
No, we're
protesting. Look at this guy. Somebody's lonely tonight.
A's fans are protesting going to the game because the owner's a
perfect time to go. But you could have front row seats for cheap.
Yeah, you can sit anywhere. A's game right now.
Yeah. I'm in. Let's go to an A's game.
All right.
Live from the A's game.
Live from the A's game. Will you call me tonight and leave me your voicemail? Will you talk about beer and tell me your driving?
I love gold.
Oh my gosh. That line comes out. The one line. And only brewery that consistently sends us at least a beer is, I don't know that they listen to the show, because then I would think they would send more than one beer, but they do send us a beer, and they're the only ones that do any regularly, and that's Dust Bowl Brewing Company.
Yeah, we're still on their mailing list.
Still there. And this one's the Taco Truck Lager. Talking up the lagers this week. This
lagers.
Is the lime one. The lime taco truck lager. So, thank you, Dust Bowl, for sending us a beer.
So what you're telling me is if we were both in the studio, we could have rolled food right now. Mm-hmm. We could have hot dogs, rolled hot dogs, to dip in our lime lager.
Yep.
To try this theory out.
Yep. But
what you're telling me.
Nobody wants to be here, so.
It's so far away.
Matt didn't want to be here so bad that he left the show entirely.
All right.
That's how bad nobody wants to be in here.
That's right. Looks like Louis took a dump in there.
I don't blame him. I'm the only one that wants to be in there here. All right, voicemails. You can get on the show. There's two different ways to get on the show. You can call our voicemail line, a 24/7 voicemail line, 559-492-0542, which no one did this week. which is a little bit sad, but it's all right. Mm-hmm. It's okay because we got people that recorded a message for us and they emailed it to perfectportpodcast@gmail.com. All this is in the show notes if you care to do this for us. We're always looking for new voicemailers. It's always fun. And hello to Iceland.
Hello,
Iceland. I don't know any Icelandic listeners. I would really appreciate a message from you and with some proof that you're Icelandic. And it would be amazing if you record something and email that to us. And I'm mentioning Iceland because I subscribe to this service that like is supposed to show you what you're doing outside of the United States as far as podcast charts wise on Apple.
Pocket. Oh yeah.
And we have been showing up on Iceland's like top 20 food podcasts for a while, according to this service. I don't 100% trust that it's accurate, but
right.
According to this service, we're popular on Iceland's food podcast charts. And so I really would like to hear from if this is real or if this is just one dude. This is one dude in the Navy who's stationed, American Navy, who's stationed in Iceland listening to Perfect Bore, or if this is actually people living in Iceland listening to this show. So if you are a nice Icelander listening to this, please get in touch. Also, if your name is Chew Your Beer, also keep getting in touch.
Keep getting in touch.
Hey, what's up, homies? I'll try to make this quick and fast as possible. Nick, you talked about the Vans and the spend 75, get 25 on your next purchase. You could get that through the app, homie. I know that special just went through this month, and I think it's ending soon. But if you have the app on iOS or Android, you get discounts like monthly homes, 10% off, 15% off. You get free shipping. If you purchase products from them, items, you get points, homie. Also, you get to win more points by answering little questionnaires that take no more than 25 seconds. I've redeemed a couple of stuff. Like, for instance, my dog, he has his dog bowls, his leash, and his collar is a Vans checkered style, print or whatever they call it.
Nice.
I've bought a board for my kid through the rewards. I redeemed a board for his skateboard. And then so, I mean, that's the cool thing, homie. Paul, your boy drinking your beers, homie. You know, he's 13. It's time to treat him like an adult. You can beat his ass now, Holmes. I'm just kidding. You know, confront, you know, keep inventory, know what you got in stock, and then confront him. Once you know something's missing, you confront him about it. And, if he doesn't own up to it, then, you know, you start treating him like a kid again. And then your beer goes from being on the shelf to moving it to your produce tray or your meat tray, and then find a way where you could drill a hole through the plastics and put a little padlock on there, homie. No reason to go spend $5,000 on a Yeti to keep in your car, and every time you want a beer, you got to walk outside. Nah, homie, chale. I think confronting the kid is the best thing to do, Holmes, because then you start putting them in that adult position and treating him like a man that he is going to be in 5 more years. And there's consequences to doing stuff, homie. Okay, Mikey, now you that saber-toothed squirrel, Holmes, I know why you enjoyed it, because that's a fucking hoppy ass red ale, Holmes. It's like drinking a red IPA, homie. That's like drinking arrogant bastard, Holmes, without all the malts. I said, okay. So that's why you probably enjoyed that beer. And then my last thing is Matt. Matt kind of influenced me. Matt's not around, not part of the Perfect Pour anymore. So he kind of influenced me, homie. I think it's time for me to hang it up too, Holmes. put in a lot of work, a lot of hours, a lot of time to the community, Holmes. And I think it's time for me to step down and then, you know, see what else is out there for me, Holmes. It was a great run, a great ride. And, you know, I think I've hit the plateau where, you know, I don't know what to say. It's, the community was fun and then it stopped being fun for some reason. So Matt, you know, I figured if Matt can walk away, I think it's time for me to hang it up too and walk away. So I just want to say thank you to the community. You know, it's sad, Holmes, but it's, I guess it's time. It's, you know, it's about bound to happen, right?
So I don't know, dude. I'm waiting for the punchline. There's no punchline. I don't know, bro. I don't think that's the end of it. I'm not gonna comment on that yet.
All right, guys. So we are here at Monkish in Anaheim, and here with Robin.
Hands girl. Hi.
And we're having a couple beers, and who do we see in line? But
hey, motherfuckers! It's Brian from the Indie Beer Show. Ooh. Long time no talk. I can't believe I got recognized at Monkish Brewing in Anaheim, but here we are. Got to meet up with Ants and have a great afternoon. Love you guys. I definitely would never record this and send it in, but there you go. Again, thank you for being an iconic craft beer podcast that led to me even starting a beer podcast. Love to meet up with friends. Love the Get It. Keep up the fucking good work, guys.
Here's the living right
Hi,
there,
guys. I don't know.
Say your name.
I'm Andy. I'm Brian's wife. And have a great podcast.
Hi, Andy.
Ultimate Get It, guys.
Dude, that's Love ultimate. You guys.
He's got Andy in there. Great weekend, wherever you happen to be.
And keep up the great work, guys.
Keep up the good work. Keep up the good work. Keep up the good work, guys!
Anaheim.
Damn it.
Oh, dang. That's so cool. We got Brian to come back. Come back into podcasting for a minute.
Draw him back in.
Got him. Oh, that's cool. The ants.
The ants and the robin.
Brian. That's not fair.
And they're probably going to Disneyland.
Huh? Probably doing something even cooler than that. You have, I mean, what the hell is going on? You have Chew Your Beer saying he's retiring, and then you have an awesome Get It right after that. I don't know.
Yeah. It's weird.
The whole thing is weird. One more voicemail.
Hey, yo, homies, I apologize. It's Chew Your Beer. I found the email that I sent you, and I realized that shit ended abruptly. Sounded shitty as fuck, homie. That shit got me sad, bro. But I'm not leaving the Perfect Pour community, homie. I'm leaving a social media by the name of Twitter, Holmes. So here's a now realizing, Holmes, that shit sounded fucking terrible.
Yeah, dude.
So here you go. As a kid, homie, I was a huge gamer. I was big into clan wars and what have you. So I was big part of a platform of PlayStation, homie. And we had chat boards back then, Holmes. Chat boards were lit, fire. People just, you know, sending messages, commenting and getting together to do stuff. And then they ended up leaving and going to Twitter, homie. And I was like the last one on that board, still texting to myself. I was an admin and I was just texting to myself, Holmes. I left that, went to Twitter, and Twitter was what it was, homie. You got the alerts right away. You got to communicate with people. Then I got older and craft beer became my thing, and gaming was a thing of the past, Holmes. So, you know, and Twitter was fun. Twitter kept me entertained and I kept coming back to, I would refresh my Twitter as much as possible because I wanted to see what was going on within the community. Twitter has lost its way, Holmes. And now I feel like I'm texting to myself again because no one's out there, except for one, a few out there still. But Hop Sound, homie, you are a ride or die motherfucker, Holmes. You are a true homie to the day we die. That dude's been there since day one and he's still on there, still tweeting back at me, Holmes, is that the correct term? Nick, you're hardly ever on there. Mikey, you do what you do. You promote the podcast and then you promote your blogs and you know, and you try, Holmes. Matt is on his own little world, Holmes. Matt will put out something about, I would love to have salsa verde enchiladas, but red enchiladas will do. And you would comment, but you don't get nothing back in return. That's a different generation. Anyways, I think he's just catfishing or whatever they call it. So I feel like I'm on Twitter talking to myself, Holmes. And then baseball started. Now I'm getting all that fucking negativity from Padre fans, homie, because every other Dodger fan, not Dodger fan, homie, I'm a Dodger fan. Every other baseball fan from other teams don't send fucking trash at me, homie. They don't fucking, there's no negativity except for the Padre fans, Holmes. Not all of them. You know, Brian Beal's a cool motherfucker and then there's a few out there, but the majority of them, man, Jesus fucking Christ. It's like if the Padres pay for their fucking mortgage or something. If they spent all that negative energy at Dodger fans or the Dodger team, and focus it on their team, maybe they could get a win or two, you know? It's just ridiculous. And it puts a freaking sour taste in my mouth and it makes baseball fucking like the worst thing in sports, kind of like the Padres. Anyways, so I'm giving up Twitter. I think my last tweet will be on the 29th of April. So if y'all want to be part of my last hurrah,
let's get in there.
Join me. I don't know when it'll be the last tweet, but it'll be that Friday. And then if you want to get a hold of me, I'll be in Untap, Holmes. Untap will be my social media platform from now on. I know we have that Podastery pod, the Discord thing. That's not my kind of thing, homie. The people there have their own little community, and you know they do their thing, and you know it's hard for me to be a part of it because. You have to read back to whatever the story came from or whatever they're talking about. And, you know, that's like just texting each other, Holmes. So you want to hit me up on Untap. You know where I'm at. If Mikey, you want to open up a little forum, a chat forum on your website on the Perfect Pour, then you'll fucking see me there 24/7. But other than that, I'm hanging up my Twitter account, putting that shit away. And, you know, that's it, Holmes. So, I apologize again for that first fucking voicemail. I should have checked it before I sent it, but, you know, it is what it is. So Twitter, hasta la vista and hello Untapped. And I'm still here, homie. This is Chew Your Beer and I'll be listening to you guys. Ahí te guacho. Peace out, eh?
Peace out, Chew.
Eggs and waffles.
It's not going long, Chew. You make me have to make decisions. I don't like it.
I don't like these.
Thanks everyone for calling to the show. And like Discord, I understand, like, I am with you about message boards, forums. That's the way we used to hang out and talk on the internet for you younglings, young people. Used to be on
forums. There's two forums I still follow.
Oh, okay.
They've gotten thin over the years, but yeah, I get it. I still check them just to be sure they're still alive.
Which ones?
The Cowlick Forum, which is a Volkswagen forum.
Oh, okay.
And the Impala SS forum. Mostly for help on my car.
Yeah. Well, I mean, and that's what Reddit is basically that.
Yeah.
And we could start a Perfect Pour Reddit. If we wanted to,
But like that's
I might what be the, into that. I've attempted the Discord. I just don't.
That's what the think Discord about it is.
For some reason.
I mean, we can't. I'm not gonna dilute anything anymore. Or that it's the Discord isn't exactly like I'm totally down with doing an old school forum.
Yeah,
and put it on the website. I'm down with that. But we have Discord, and we have the forum and Facebook, and then we have the Discord login line. And that's what that is. It's just a different version of a forum. Mm. And so I don't know why Chu was so hesitant to be on the Discord. But it's not
exactly what you think it will, it's what he's looking for.
It's not quite, you know, I get Chu's reasoning. It's not quite what a forum used to be. And it's a little bit more annoying than a forum. But
yeah, I don't know if I'm just old or haven't found out how to use the Discord yet. it is cumbersome for me. Yeah,
it's a little bit cumbersome. Like if you're not doing it a lot, then it's like,
yeah,
it's like, I get that. But I mean, that's where we're at. So if you're wanting to leave Twitter, start some forums and some Discords or something.
Mm-hmm.
And I guess maybe Chu's gonna. I want to see if he really does leave Twitter at the end of the month. Been drinking this week, at least
already.
I don't know about Nick. Let's check in on that. So the Nick 80 on tap.
Yeah.
What did you drink this week?
Oh boy.
Oh.
What did I drink this week? I don't think I had any beer outside of this Modigity. No, not Modigity. Do you mosaic, bro?
Really?
Do you even mosaic?
Did you go anywhere this week?
No, I worked so freaking much this weekend.
Stupid.
I don't think I left the house. We didn't do our happy hour on Friday night. Saturday I worked, Sunday I worked, Monday I worked, Tuesday we did not do farmer's market. I don't think I had any beer this week.
Were you getting paid for this weekend work?
I will get paid for this weekend work. I have not yet.
Nobody's done it yet, but
but yeah, this weekend was such a blur. It was. What's the new meme on the internet? It's these weekends are starting to feel like 30-minute lunch breaks.
Yeah.
Yeah. I had no beer.
Jesus. Terrible.
Weekend. I did not even go to the market.
Dang, dude.
I know. Like I have no. Like they probably forgot who I am. Like that.
But that's
they don't even recognize
that's
me.
That's kind of good because when you do go. Whenever you do go next, there's going to be some fresh stuff there for you. You're going to be like,
I remember these beers. Excuse me, sir. Where do you keep your beer?
I go into the market every week and sometimes it's just too much. You're just like,
it's nothing new.
No, there's boring.
Like one new beer.
You're boring.
So.
I'm sorry,
that's perfect poor community. Bottle shops I wish and I had whatever. Beer. If you're going in, every
week, I think I only had whiskey this weekend.
Wow.
Yes, we're not drinking. We're just not drinking beer.
I can't wait till we get to the era of the show where we're retired and we can just like drink, like really drink,
like really drink. Resurgence of the perfect poor.
Yeah. These stupid.
So 10 more years. We got to go 10 more years is what you're saying.
Yeah. We got to just kind of We're just kind of hanging out until we get to a retirement age. Then the
show is. Do you think if we stop podcasting, we'll finally make a top 10 list?
Yeah. We're going to do that. Dorktown's going to come back in retirement.
Oh, man. I would retire Perfect Poor to be on Dorktown.
Just to get on there. Yeah. I mean, yeah, you and most people.
Oh, I know. I'm on a very long list. But I'm hoping there's a chance.
Saying there's a chance.
So you're saying there's a chance.
This week I had that Escape beer. It's not bad. It's a nice beer, but it's a little bit malty.
Yeah.
The Stoked Mosaic. The Society. We had a lot of Society talk this week. Billboard Dreams from Society. That is at the market. That's a nice beer. Not too bad. I believe I'm one of the first people to have the Sierra Nevada summer break. Summer you break so? Is out. Yeah, it's replacing that snowboarding beer they had.
The Powder Day?
Yeah, Powder Day.
Really?
And summer break has come in. Now it's
are they comparable?
Beer. Yeah. Pretty much.
Or you think this? Are you saying it's replaced as in it's the summer, next seasonal?
Yeah, it's the next seasonal.
Oh, okay.
Summer.
Because Powder Day is pretty good. And if you're saying this is a Powder Day substitute, I'm in.
Nah, when it's a little lighter than a Powder Day.
Okay.
It's a session, for sure. I think it's not a bad replacement as far as like having that in the fridge as a six pack.
Mm-hmm. All right.
But I think Powder Day is actually a better beer than Summer Break. But.
Damn.
Respect of Record Store Day, I had Quadraphonic from Bike Dog Brewing Company.
Oh, nice.
It's got a cool kind of record, 70s sort of, 60s sort of label.
Yeah.
Awesome. And New Glory's.
Ode to the Who, huh?
Maybe, yeah. I don't know. Pinch Harmonics from New Glory.
Oh, the music reference.
Yeah. And Smog City's 11th anniversary IP.
Wow.
That has had Muscat grapes featured in it. And I was like, I love grapes, but I don't think I want Muscat grapes in my beer.
No? No wine for you?
No. Nope, didn't like that. But the rest of it was cool. We're on a tap. I mean, Nick's not there, but I'm there.
I'm trying.
I don't know
if Matt's will still be there
and stuff or not. I'm not sure what's going on there. Some cheers to throw out.
Cheers to Corey. He's in the Porum, often giving us knowledge in the craft beer world. Looking at our Apple Podcast ratings. Cheers to our very first Apple Podcast was the Beer Frontier, aka Donnie Fox, aka. Yeah. Growler Radio,
man. Let's bring back Growler Radio. Let's get that going again.
Yeah. It's about time for them to fire it back up.
I'd end this show if Growler Radio would come back and they're like, we're only coming back if the Perfect Poor would end. I'm like,
all right, done. And click off.
Mm-hmm. Off. That's how you do podcasts. Stop a podcast. Just click off.
Cheers to our one our one-star review.
Yeah, motherfucker.
One star, not my style. Who wants to listen to two boring dudes and one man baby?
Yep, I'm the man baby, by the way.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Wow.
I mean, you cheers, you want to be the man baby, you go ahead, but
do you want man baby?
Is me.
Is that what you want? Oh man, cheers to everyone who's been with us through for whatever point you joined us in the last 10 years. Thank you.
Yes. I mean, we thought we almost lost Chew there for a minute.
We almost lost Chew.
That would have been bad. That would have been, I was spiraled. You would have seen some,
I would have stopped if Chew your beer stopped.
Chew's like, nah, I'm not into this. Like Paul, Paul and Chew, like, I mean, there's a lot of listeners that are just like, they're deal breakers if they left, but
yeah.
I mean, we haven't heard from Scotty B.
Scotty B.
And Scotty B's, yeah, I had a conversation with Scotty B. The last time I had a conversation with him, he was like, yeah. He's, yeah, Jeep, I haven't been listening lately, Jeep.
Oh, man.
He's like, Scotty B, what do we got to do? Like, we're not, Scotty B's our home brewer expert. We need some home brewing tips on here. Well, our home brewer contingent is just like, dude, perfect bore. Not giving me tips.
Yeah.
I need to know about sparging more. I don't know. I have not been hearing any sparging content lately on the perfect pour. Not one mention of sparging.
Yeah. No six row conversations.
Nope. I need to know if I'm sparging correctly or not.
The strangest thing about the pandemic is that it affected things you would never have guessed it would have affected.
You're saying it affected home brewing?
Yeah.
I would think like home brewing would have exploded, but I don't think that happened, right?
I think it stayed at home. I don't think it stopped. I just think it didn't go out into the world.
But I mean, like, new people coming into home brewing.
Yeah.
I don't think that really happened. You would think that would be a big thing. Like, oh, obviously, everyone's staying home. Home brewers. That's exploding.
I think we're still 2 years away from seeing new breweries bloom from home brewing.
Yeah.
Well, I think it did start a lot of people home brewing.
Yeah.
But as far as them going commercial, I think they're still 2 years away from that next step.
Yeah. But like, yeah. I really do think that home brewing is the sort of not canary in a coal mine is not quite the proper reference. Like, is the beginning of the trend. Like if home brewing goes up, then we're like, okay, craft beer is going to go up eventually.
Beer is going to go up.
Like, it's the first indicator of like, if everyone's like, oh shit, home brewing. And then, cause I feel like that's what happened before this last boom we went through of craft beer was home brewing.
Home brewing. And then took a jump.
And then that brought in a big craft beer boom. And that, so I think whenever the next craft beer boom happens, you're going to see it in home brewing first.
Yeah. I don't think you're wrong. I just think whiskey and gin are so popular right now. I think that's going to steal away a lot of talented people.
Yeah. So we're getting
because
we're
of getting the commercial success they're having.
We always worry about wine and hard seltzer taking
wine.
Beer.
No, I don't think wine.
But it's really you're saying it's really like the hard liquor taking.
The hard liquor, I think, is what's drawing the talented people away from brewing beer.
Yeah, I don't get that stuff at all. At least you have a toe in that. I'm just completely just like, nope. I need the biggest,
nope,
I need beer. The biggest glass of something to drink and relax with. I do not want like a little tiny thing of something. I need something to last. Like, there's nothing. I just cannot stand like the having your last beer and then it's gone. And then you just on a weeknight, you're just like, I can't open up another 16 ounce beer. It's 12 o'clock at night. I'm half asleep and I got to get up at 6 o'clock and no, I can't do it.
Damn it.
Again, retirement. When's fucking retirement? Retirement goal.
Yes.
I want to be able to just drink, like get, like imagine like how great that's going to be to be retired, like to not have to worry about getting up, to not have some, like I'll have my sixth IPA tonight. What do I give a fuck?
Right.
I don't have to get up for anything. Oh gosh, that's gonna be so great.
That's the day.
I mean, that's the goal in life, is to not have to get up for something. That's the best day. That's no day starts better than like I don't have to get up for something in the morning. I mean, that's your best day.
Yeah.
Best evening of drinking is like I don't have to get up for anything. Nobody's expecting me to be up. I'm not expecting me to be up. Nobody else is expecting me to be up. That's the goal in life. That's the secret of life.
And your only concern is getting up early enough to get the corner booth at the brewery.
Yeah. No, I don't even want that concern. I don't want any concern. Zero.
No concern at all. Like not even the perfect booth.
I don't want yard work. I don't want the perfect booth. I don't want dishes. I don't want any. I don't want to have to spray for ants outside. No concerns.
No concerns.
I don't even want a show to watch. I want nothing.
Nothing?
Like
if you don't want to be first in line for the rolled tacos to come out?
If I laid in bed all day, that would be just as fine as getting up and like doing stuff. I'm going to do stuff today. Beep, beep, beep.
Oh, we got a busy day.
I've got a busy day, honey. All right. I don't know if this is taking the show, but
4 stars.
4 stars.
They were great until the end.
I had 5 stars, and then I was like,
there was
right
off clearly no moderation of this show.
5 stars in the show, and then I started listing. I'm like, maybe 3 stars.
This meeting could have been an email.
Nobody does 3 stars, by the way. Like nobody.
It's five or one.
Like it's like 5, 1. Maybe 2, maybe 4, but 3, nobody does 3 stars.
Nobody does 3.
Nobody's like, nobody that's a pretty good show. I enjoyed it.
I was mildly impressed.
Other times it was, I was mildly impressed. Other times it was shit, but it was, you know, it was what it was. 3 stars. Nobody does that. Go on.
3 stars, not my style.
3 stars. Totally my style, but I was underwhelmed. 3 stars. But super my style. Like, I totally get this show.
3 stars. I was kind of distracted while listening to this.
Yeah. 3 stars. I think it was probably pretty good, but I was doing some other shit.
Yeah.
All right. Thanks for listening. It's appreciated. If you'd like to be on our message board forum.
Yeah.
Like you would in the 90s. We're bringing back the 90s internet.
Discord.
Look at the show notes. Has all the links, all the proper links. Go look at the show notes. If you're listening in the podcast listening app, you should be able to see. You should be able to click the links. If not, go to perfectportpod.com. Look at the show notes. There you go. So have a great week.
Have a fantastic week.
Yeah. Be safe.
Of course.
Have fun.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Have do fun. It. Yeah, do it. Why not? Even if you're not Why retired, not? Have fun. But before you do that,
of course,
you gotta what?
Check your dates.
Don't question it. Just it's date. Like check your date.
Check.
Like tell them.